This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session, which is scheduled for the afternoon. In a news conference Monday with Canada's Prime Minister, Mr. Trump said his administration will deal with North Korea very strongly. He did not give details. President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. Trade between the two nations topped their agenda, with the new American leader looking to renegotiate or scrap the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Mr. Trudeau, the leader of America's colder northern neighbor, said the six-degree weather in Washington felt warm to him.
Any day I get to visit our southern neighbors is a good day in my books, particularly when it's so nice and warm compared to what it is back home.
Mr. Trudeau's schedule for the one-day visit also includes talks with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. President Trump has made his first phone calls to African heads of state. He spoke with Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. Nigeria and South Africa said the calls were made at the request of the U.S. president. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion Monday at a protest rally in Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding about 85. Two senior police officers are among the dead. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and manufacturers opposing new regulations. This is VOA News. Nearly 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders in the U.S. state of California while authorities try to repair erosion to a spillway at the country's tallest dam. A spillway failure could lead to flooding. Officials are assessing how to fix the overflow channel at the Oroville Dam before deciding whether it is safe to let people return to their homes. They held a news conference.
We're sending military police to assist with law enforcement in securing evacuated areas. And we're also going to be sending mass care and shelter units that can shelter either responders or displaced people.
The 235-meter dam, which holds back Lake Oroville, is not in danger of collapse. Video drone footage released Monday by Russia shows the extent of the most recent destruction in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The video shows significant damage to the facade of a Roman-era theater and the Tetrapylon, a set of four monuments with 16 columns, of which only two are said to remain standing. In Geneva, United Nations envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says the formal start of Syrian peace talks is set for February 23rd. A Pakistani judge Monday banned Valentine's Day celebrations in the country's capital, Islamabad. The government issued an order for police to enforce the ban. The annual homage to romance has become popular in recent years in Pakistan, but Islamist parties consider it a vulgar Western practice. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi called Monday for a meeting of his ruling Democratic Party to determine its leader. Renzi, who is the current leader, is believed to be seeking a showdown with his critics within the party. He told the party to stop its internal squabbles and concentrate instead on defeating the populists and protectionists, gaining popularity in Italy and the rest of Europe. Renzi resigned as premier after losing a constitutional referendum in December. The leader of French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's political party is accusing Russia of launching media and internet attacks on his candidate. Without citing specific evidence, Richard Ferrand says Russia is trying to help the campaigns of Macron's rivals Marine Le Pen and François Fillon by transmitting fake news. Ferrand urged the government to make sure there is no Russian meddling in the election. 32 people were killed Monday when a tour bus crashed in Taiwan. Shortly after the crash, 12 people were said to be under treatment for injuries. A Kenyan judge has jailed officials of a national doctors' union for a month because of an ongoing strike. Public hospital officials are saying, or doctors rather, are seeking better pay and working conditions. They've been on strike since December 5th. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.